Tank Talk is officially on Team Redcon 1. Stay at your high state of readiness with the fastest growing supplement company in the United States of America, Redcon 1. Redcon offers a multitude of products to make sure you're energized and feel at your best with their Total War pre-workout, Redcon 1 energy drinks, protein, and more. And as a bonus to feeling energized and at your best, use our promo code TANKTALK at checkout to receive 20% off your next order. Hey yo, are you sick and tired of sitting around on the couch or the bar stool and missing out on the live action? Well, look no further. We got you covered with the help of the official ticketing partner of the Tank Talk podcast, SeatGeek. SeatGeek lets you know what seats are absolute crop and what seats are the best in the house with their unique deal score feature, as well as offering the best ticketing prices in the market. Use promo code TANKTALKPOD, all caps, no spaces, at checkout and get $20 off your first purchase. Download SeatGeek on any iOS or Android devices and go out there and experience the live action of any big game today.
Go Raptors! Yeah!
The following podcast is recorded and produced by Emerge, a media creators co-op, in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com.
What's up, dude, and welcome back to the Tank Talk podcast. This is Tanketeer speaking into a microphone here from my home up in me office. Yeah, it's a little weird. This is Tank Talk podcast, November 12th from home. Yeah, we had to pivot a little bit because Emerge is hosting an event. Shout out Rich Maranto, getting the brand name out there. Shout out Emerge Media Creators Co-op. Look, we're doing this from home. Doing this remotely, even though he scheduled the event before we went to Tuesdays. So, Maranto, you get a pass this time, pal. But nonetheless, shout out to, you know, y'all getting us to over 1,000 subscribers. We finally made it. So, I am not alone from home. No. I am joined by the one and only, Brother Bren. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Dude, we just got back from Indianapolis yesterday.
That's true.
Feel like I quite the trip. Quite the trip, dude. How do you enjoy your first time boots on the ground in Indianapolis, Indiana?
Boots on the ground in Indy. It's a real deal. That's even right, though man. The Bills packed up the loud house. Gotta say, it was pretty loud.
I told you, regardless, it was going to be the loud house.
It was loud both ways.
even though loud. It was the Bills' house. It was the Bills' house this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
But rate Indy one out of 10 as a whole.
One being bad, 10 being great.
Yes. Did it live up to the hype where I've been pushing it for months now?
I'm going to say 8.
8's not bad. I mean, for us being there for two days, not even experiencing the whole thing, not bad.
Right. Some stuff was left on the table.
That's right. I mean, they didn't even get a chance to go to Kilroy's.
Nah.
They didn't get to go to Brothers. Shout out Brothers.
Brothers? Nah.
Yeah. Speaking of Brothers, I mean, you're obviously Brother Brennan. Let's get on the other brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Hayden, there's Donnie.
He's coming. Where's he going?
There he is.
Donnie, where are you at? We all said we're from our own, in the comfort of our home. Where are you
at? We're out here, game 6, game 7, Raptors, Sixers, 2019.
Hold on, you got to get your own cam. Hold on, I'm shooting.
Yo, we got that shot.
Yo. Holy shit.
Holy shit, Kawhi from three.
Wait, block it. Block that shit.
You could have just sent it.
You should have boink.
So Donnie's not even at home. He's in a time machine. He must have used SeatGeek to get them tickets.
Must have. Yeah,
SeatGeek hookup, you know, back in time. Go back to when your team was good.
Sheesh. Yeah. I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that.
From like 2009.
Who, the Colts?
Yeah.
The OG lot house. You know what I mean?
Donnie, how was your weekend, though? You didn't get a chance. We wanted you to be in Indy, but unfortunately, you had other plans. What'd you end up doing?
Yeah, I mean, I just watched a lot of football. I'm trying to think about what I was doing, but it was a nice. It was like the first relaxing weekend in a lot of weekends, so it was cool.
Okay,
hey, you deserve
to hear that. I mean, you've been busy with the house and shit, so yeah. Shout out Donnie.
Finally, took a break from that.
Hell yeah. So before we get into the thick of things, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at TankTalk_pod. Subscribe here to our YouTube channel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at 1,300 subscribers here on YouTube. Let's fucking go. Now we go. I don't know how or why that many people listen and follow this show, but I ain't mad about it.
It's probably all the guys from the fish spot coming over. I've been recruiting.
Yeah, on down. Come on down.
All the fish guys' videos and just comment and go follow the Real Tank Talk.
That's right. I mean, we are not in studio joined by either Aiden on the ones that I'm on the ones and twos, technically. This is crazy. Shout out technology.
Shout out interim Packers fan for this week.
Who's that?
That's you.
Me?
If it ain't Aiden, it's got to be you.
Listen, Packers were on a bye. Listen, Packers were on a bye, and so was Aiden.
Makes sense.
That's how it works. That's how it works.
That's
the real reason why we're doing it from home. Aiden's on a bye.
I feel like we're just on FaceTime. This is cool.
So let's head over all the way to Niagara Falls, New York, to Anthony's Quarter, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to catch us up on what is going on outside the NFL.
Tank Talk, what's up? We in Anthony's Corner. Wait, nope, not today. We in Hyde Park Elementary School gym, because we hooping. You know who else is hooping? The Cleveland Cavaliers. Undefeated. Like, come on. They can't even stop right now, but other than that, a bunch of teams cooking right now. The Suns, Thunder, and the Pacers, they're cooking. As we were just down in Indy, we didn't see the game, but we seen some happy fans after the game. They were cooking. Baseball's over with. Dodgers win the World Series. Otani, Freddie Freeman, MVP. And talk about baseball. The Dodgers will be hosting a gold jersey opening day since they won the World Series. In 100 mount days, the opening day, which is going to be cool. Tune in for that. Hockey. You know, people love the Sabres, but they're not cooking. You know, my Capitals were cooking. 8-2. Might be 10-2, something like that, but we're up there, we're cooking. It's not even close. We keep winning. Nathan McKinnon, first person of 30 points in 16 games. He's cooking. That's Anthony's Corner for you. Tune in next time in Emerge Tank Talk. Come on.
That's right.
He was on the grill, this man.
Shout out to Hyde Park Elementary School, yeah. The greatest service of all time.
See, I think it's dunking on elementary kids or what?
Hey, education system really getting the Wi-Fi up. So shout out to those, Hyde Park Elementary School. But guys, we're all caught up to speed on everything else. So, I mean, let's just get right to it. Let's quit beating around the bush and knock that bitch down. Let's keep the ball rolling. NFL, dog. Obviously, we had boots on the ground in Indianapolis where the Bills took on the Colts. Unfortunately, Colts took the big L. And other than the first play offensively for the Indianapolis Colts, I predicted every piece of that game. Going into it, I told y'all what was going to happen. First half, defense would look halfway decent. Offense, who the fuck knows? Josh Allen threw two picks. Allen threw two picks in that game. He hadn't really done that all season. So, first play offensively for the Colts. Pick six. How you doing? Keep moving. Joe Flacco is the best chance. He gives us the best chance to win the rest of the season. You might as well just have fucking Anthony Richardson out there. But just listening into the press conferences following up after the game, seems like there's a bigger problem than just what's going on the field. As shout out James Boyd of The Athletic, trying to weave in some answers from Shane Steichen as to, what the fuck is the process they're working on and what he needs to work on. He just said, listen. The process is the process. Joe Flacco is a starter until I say otherwise. We still believe in Anthony Richardson, but we're still going through a process. So, Brother Brent, I asked you what your thoughts were on Indianapolis as a whole. But now, what's your thoughts on this game, brother? What is really going on? in Indianapolis with Anthony Richardson? What is your thoughts?
It might just be coaching. Crazy to say. We were so high on Steichen at the beginning, but I don't think the guys are behind him no more. Just, but as you say, put the Band-Aid on it. Ah, Anthony Every Richardson, year. Let's develop him. Nah. Best chance right now. That's not even working. So it's got to be in the locker room. They got to figure it out.
So what do you think, Donnie?
What are you thinking? How do you feel about Steichen in general? Would you be, okay, given two scenarios, would you be happy or sad if he was fired this offseason?
He was fired this offseason. As a whole, like,
regardless of who the new head coach is, because they just say Steichen's fired. Are you happy or sad?
Yeah. I will say, depending on how the season ends, but if they end up firing him, I would understand because he didn't really hold up his end of the bargain offensively. He's supposed to be this offensive genius. He hasn't really been too creative this season. Really just trying to turn these guys into a gunslinger. Like, our team identity shouldn't be gunslinger mentality. It should be run first. You got one of the most dynamic running backs in the league. Could potentially have with the ceiling Anthony Richardson has. I mean, he should be one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the league once he's put in the right position. So I wouldn't be mad if he got fired, so to say. But if they were to bring in a new coach, it's got to be someone, not a first-time head coach. We've been there, done that. Get us someone in there that's going to smack everybody around, put everyone in their place. And I think that's what this team really needs. But at the same time, though, like I was saying, I wasn't really too happy with Steichen and the way he approaches things. But after these press conferences, I'm starting to believe that they might be protecting Anthony Richardson for something. There's something that they are not letting out to the public where he's saying, okay, he's covering up what he needs to work on. He keeps mentioning this process. And they still – like, the team still supports him. Like, even during the trade deadline, some teams inquired. They said, absolutely fucking not. So what I'm starting to think is they're trying to develop him as a professional, not even just a quarterback, to be a franchise guy and a leader in that locker room. Even though, like you were saying before the show, Donnie, like there's word before even he got drafted where he was this great guy, which from everything we're seeing, he is. But I guess in terms of being a professional in the NFL, the men's league, maybe he's not leading the locker room the way he should be. He's not leading by example. Maybe he's late to meetings. Maybe he's just not doing the film study he should be doing. Like, looking back at some of the film, he's not looking at the tablet or nothing. We don't know what happens in those meetings, so we don't really know the fucking truth until it really comes out. But you go back to an interview he had, I forgot what show it was, in the offseason. He said the NFL was easy. So maybe he don't have got the right mindset as a professional, not even just an athlete. I mean, that's a different conversation. So maybe it could be more than what we're thinking. I really don't know what the fuck to make of it. I'm about sick of it. I'm about done.
Of Steichen.
This has been the past 8 years. I'd rather see the 20-something-year-old go out and play. Like, okay, if he plays shitty, he doesn't improve, then fuck it. We fucked up. Whatever. But at least just don't give up on him 10 games, which is why I'm starting to think maybe it's something more than just what's going on the field, Donnie.
And it makes sense because Joe Flacco, I mean, we thought – maybe he could do some stuff with y'all. We're not thinking that no more. It doesn't look like riding out the Joe Flacco wave is getting you anywhere near a Super Bowl. So what's the point?
You know what I'm saying? The crazy, right? Yeah. So it's like it's really crazy to think that the Colts are two games out of the AFC South.
If they would have just won either of those, and they would have lost by this much, both games.
And what another indication where I think is more than just the play on the field. Is that James Boyd asked him, like, oh, wouldn't it be great? Like, why aren't we seeing AR in, like, the red zone? Because with Joe Flacco in there, it takes away the dynamic of the run game. Right. So why don't we just create some red zone packages for him? And he said himself, he's like, oh, yeah, that would be great for him. That would be a good spot to put him in. But we have to go through a process. So it's like something's going on, bro. And I don't know if I like it one bit. I don't like it one bit, Don.
That doesn't make any sense. Nothing. You're the coach.
Right, but now I'm starting to think Ursay's been involved, Ballard's been involved. I don't know what the fuck to make of it, bro. I'm about sick of this nonsense we've been going through for the past 8 years. Even Kenny Moore saying, like, we ain't working hard enough. What the fuck are we doing then? What are we doing then?
Who's working?
Apparently nobody.
Hey, that's rough.
So I really don't know what the Ballard situation is.
You'd be happy if Ballard was gone?
I would just be like.
You like Ballard.
I do like him, but it's getting frustrating, bro. Like, yes, you do have great drafts. You've been able to keep everyone you drafted, but yeah, man, like you're just being stubborn in terms of just like not addressing the positions we needed to address. So, I don't know, bro. We'll have to wait and see. We got the Colts got the Jets this upcoming weekend. And shout out to, you know, the league schedule makers for taking us out of prime time.
Yeah, thank you.
Wasn't watching me. Sorry about it.
Combined. Not even just the Jets. Not even just the Colts. The Jets, brother.
Yes, I don't want to watch either of them.
They both ass.
Go ahead.
Y'all are one game out of the playoffs right now.
It's crazy.
Which is crazy.
That's nuts, because I thought y'all were just ass.
And Shane even addressed it today. He was like, feels like the season's over, but it really ain't. It's right there. We really just lock in.
Just right the Broncos.
So I think they got the Jets. They got the Jets this weekend. The week after that, they got the Lions in the lot house. And, yeah, if the Bills fans are traveling from Buffalo, best believe Detroit is going to show up in Indianapolis.
That's even closer.
Yeah. So, L right there. I'm already calling it right now.
That's fine.
There ain't no way they can hold up unless something drastic happens within the fucking next week where they just find themselves and Anthony Richardson gets it all together. But Joe Flacco won't make the answer, bro. He's not. He limits the offense. It's just not good right now. But we have to wait and see. Do you guys think it's something more going on behind the scenes with AER, or do you think it's more so the just something going on with the staff?
Maybe he's got beef with the coach.
That'd be crazy.
Think about it though, like not like personal beef, like how we used to think about Cam Akers and Sean McVay, but beef just like, dog, you're pulling me out because I tapped out for a play? Like, dog, like I was a starter a week ago and now I'm just not going to play? Like, come on. Like, maybe he's like sick of him. Like, bro, I don't even – he could just not like him.
I don't know because, listen, I'm cool with him getting benched for the tapping out. Cool. One game out, you can't fucking do it. But if there's no leadership in the locker
room – you don't bench me because I tapped out one play. And the whole team knows it.
Yeah, but even the teammates weren't happy about him tapping out on him.
I mean, obviously you're not happy about him tapping out, but you could tell him, hey, never do that again, okay? And yeah, you're still playing the next game. We were starting him. You were starting him that game, not because Joe Flacco was hurt, but because he was the best quarterback y'all had.
No.
And now the whole team's looking at him the very next game that he got benched because of that and going, we're just going to play backup quarterbacks now because he tapped out and he knows better now. And maybe the whole
Ryan,
team like that. I'm just thinking that's a big – that could be a thing.
What do you think, Brother Brennan? Let's get your thoughts here.
Is it a media thing? You think that they don't want him getting fried by the media if they put him back in?
I mean, it could be. But you can't let the media fucking make your organization decisions, which I do think that also incorporates the whole reason why young quarterbacks aren't getting developed. They just give up on them.
He's already a little past fried too. That tap out thing got him fried good for a week.
but you imagine the moment where like, okay, Joe Flacco really fucking stinks up the joint. You got no choice but to put him back in. And he lights it up, he wins everybody back over just like that.
Easy.
All it takes is one game.
And right. Personally, I think if he would have put him in the game this past Sunday, I'm not saying we would have won or anything like that. But everyone would have been back on his side, especially the first three, four turnovers Joe had. The place would have went nuts. Babyface turned all over.
Yeah, that game was rough.
It might have been the momentum you guys needed.
You never know.
We'll never know.
You never know. Because, brother, you still see the truth, like, around the facility and the stadium and everything. He's still being treated like the franchise guy. He's all over the billboards. During the promotion videos, he's all in them. You don't ever see Joe Flacco or nothing. So they still got hope. I just don't know. I hope they fucking figure it out. Fucking figure it out, and let's keep it moving. And if not, blow the bitch up. We're done.
Blow the bitch up.
Blow the bitch up. Get rid of Steichen. Get rid of Ballard. Let's hand the key. Call Mike Vrabel or Bill Belichick. So a guy that's been there, done that with some attitude, and get this shit straightened out. And if you're one of the veteran guys that ain't going to buy it, then fucking see you. We're going to build this shit over.
How you feel about Brian Flores?
Ah, well, we know the history with him and young quarterbacks. You know what I mean? I don't want that.
I guess you're right. Sorry.
Give me Mike Vrabel, bro. If it comes down to the point where Steichen's gone already, which it's if you played this clip for me saying that like a year ago, I'd have been like, you fuck, that's AI. I'd have been like, that's AI, brother. Yeah, but on the other side of things, it is
good. You're cool with the defense bills, coach? Bro. You're cool with the defense coach?
Yeah, I don't care. It really doesn't matter. It's just as long as you get a good play caller. I need someone that could go in there and fucking lead this guy.
You know, maybe with a true identity. I don't know.
You know, but Gus Bradley's going to fuck around and be the head coach. That's a whole nother. I don't even want to think about that.
Well, you said it, though. It's going to happen.
Yeah. But let's flip on the other side of the spectrum here. The Buffalo Bills keep it moving. Quick, funny story.
Whoa. That's a appearance.
Hey, you never know what's going to happen. Tank talk.
Yeah.
Special guest. Who we got there?
Lion. Nah, we got Zara. She already got fed multiple times a day, so she needs to. She's just a little nosy.
Funny story, though. When we pulled up to the hotel, these Bills fans are walking by us. They seen the New York place, so they're just fucking losing it. Oh, Bill, let's go, Buffalo. And I look behind them, bro. It's AJ Epinesa and Jordan Phillips just walking right behind them. No one stopped them. No one recognized
them. No one cared.
No one gave a fuck. They're all worried about us because we, you know, we got our New York City or New York place. Wait a second. You know.
That's fucking. Wait a second now.
Yeah, I'm like, bro. And like three more groups walked by him. Didn't even say nothing. They didn't even
only
stop.
One person turned back around.
Nobody.
Did a double take.
And so while everyone else was in the hotel getting checking in, I was parking the car. So I walked by. They must have not been far. The hotel must have not been far because they came back around. I was like, oh, what's up, guys? And they were like caught off guard because people somewhere. Right. They were like, hey, what's up, man? That's all you had to do. I don't know how you guys are a Bills fan. You only recognize one of the biggest names on your defensive line.
Must not be real fans.
I guess not.
That's Lodge only offense.
Yeah, Donnie would have no idea. Donnie would have had no idea.
Tre'Davious
White. Donnie's one of them. Sorry.
Tre'Davious White, what'd you say?
I could tell you what he looks like. Poyer.
Yeah.
New guy? Von Miller?
Nobody else?
You're living in the past.
Yo, you would know Von Miller.
He's still on the team.
He is. He played.
I ran into, what's his name? Mario Williams?
All right, that's definitely.
No. I ran into him one time at the airport.
What'd you say?
I said, yo, aren't you Mario Williams?
Shit, you're a man.
He said, yeah, no.
I was like 15 at the time, so he was like.
Okay. You know what? That makes sense.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. He was buying a sandwich.
But yeah, the Buffalo Bills keep it moving. The lot house was the Bills house, the Mafia house. And so, can we get fucking DeFlo Seth? Can we just stop with these songs, brother? I'm about done with it. You heard people mock him throughout the whole stadium.
What's he supposed to do? What else could that's his talent. He's got to show it to the people.
Just sing something else.
What else could he possibly do? What else could that guy possibly do? I don't think.
I'm about done with putting the band-aid over the quarterback position. I'm about done with the shit-ass coaching. I'm about done with the leadership of this fucking team. And I'm about done with Set the Flow.
Oh!
I'm about done with it.
Joey Flacco.
That's the last one.
I'm done with it. I'm done with the quarterback carousel graphic on every fucking game. I'm done with it all. So let's move on to some other news, shall we?
Carson Wentz is available.
I mean, speaking of Carson Wentz, let's talk about his current team. I will say, can we all agree that good teams find a way to win? It don't matter how. They find ways to win. And the Kansas City Chiefs did that this past weekend. And so did the Detroit Lions.
That's a good one right there. That's a good one.
Denver Broncos and Bo Nix had the Chiefs on the ropes.
Bro.
Set up for a 25-yard game-winning field goal.
35.
No, whatever. Don't matter where the fuck it was. That bitch was blocked.
By the whole team.
Leo Sanal. They call him John Cena.
If you watch it back, there's like four people could have blocked that thing.
Anybody. The dude tripped they call him, on his own teammate.
And the whole left side of the line just went down.
They just went right through him.
I got a lot of people on Twitter. I'm not even that I just be seeing. They're claiming that there's some rituals going on with the Chiefs or something that keeps letting these little things happen.
Can you elaborate,
please? That's Taylor Swift. That's easy. Easy.
There you go.
Easy she's call.
She's got some kind of rituals going on. Some bad voodoo. Isaiah Lefty, right, this big penalty here, the other way penalty there the next week. The whole left side of the Broncos line can't block for a field goal.
You know it's your job.
The Chiefs are the most 5-4, 9-0 team I've ever seen.
I mean, good team find a way to win, bro. It don't matter what the fuck happens. Do you think Andy Reid wants to be slowing the games down and winning games with 16 points? Hell no, bro. He wants to air raid that bitch out and blow this bitch up and score 50 points a game. But he knows damn well with the roster he got, these motherfuckers are playing with their food, bro. They're getting by. And when it's time to turn it up, they're going to turn it up.
This reminded me of the 2015 or 16 Falcons. They were like 11-0, and they finished like not that good.
What about the Steelers a couple years ago? They were one of those teams where like
11-0. They were with like Big Ben in second to last year. They went like 11 or 12 and like 4.
Yeah. But I feel like it's different, bro. And they just took Isaiah Pacheco off IR, so they're about to have him and Kareem Hunt in the backfield. Plus D-Hop starting to get acclimated to the offense, and Travis Kelce he knows how to play football again.
Yeah, he's just back to life.
It's over. I mean, congratulations. Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Three-peat. Congratulations. I'm giving it to him week 12, week 11. He made history.
Fuck that.
You're going to change your mind about that this week. Everybody going to stop saying that.
I don't know. So let's pull up the Chiefs schedule, actually, now that I'm curious. Because I remember seeing them. Week 10. A couple teams on there were.
Or 11.
Bills, Texans, maybe, and Steelers. With the main three.
Where the hell is it at?
Dude, it's right there.
There you go. So, obviously, this weekend they got the Buffalo Bills. All right, that ain't going to be an easy out. Following week, Carolina Panthers.
Just done.
Las Vegas Raiders. L.A. Chargers.
All these teams.
Cleveland Browns. Houston Texans. Pittsburgh Steelers. Denver Broncos.
They could lose every game except for the
Panthers.
No, not that one. A different one. The Browns.
Panthers are going to beat them.
Panthers on a two-game win streak, baby. Undefeated in Germany.
Shout out.
Undefeated in Germany football team. Most wins in Germany out of any football team ever. Unless you ask Maranto.
Oh shit!
You might confuse him. You might confuse him.
He said the football.
Yo, football, Jiminy.
I said about the Panthers. I saw a thing about we don't talk about the Panthers. We talk about the Chiefs here.
Yeah, we're talking about this. Who the fuck talking about the Panthers? Congratulations, two wins in a row.
Me, I'm all in.
And congratulations, they might not have the number one overall pick. How about that?
Hey, way to go! Way to go!
Shout out Dan Canellis, man. Finally,
While we're on it, I mean. No, we'll talk about this later. We'll talk about it later. But yeah, the Chiefs, bro, they're gonna keep the ball rolling. They're just getting started. And how about the Detroit Lions getting a big primetime win Sunday Night Football against the Houston Texans, dude?
Yeah, that was
the first team since I think it was 1970 to have 5 interceptions and be down by 15 points or more and win the fucking game.
Fucking incredible, man. Like, how do you win that game?
That's just great, man.
You see, at halftime,
they were just hanging around.
They had the best, maybe interview all time, and then he's like, "Yeah, and our defense just got to get it turnovers." Then literally the same play that happens right behind them, Carlton Davis sneaks a pick.
All right, going back in the half. Did you see this, Donnie?
11.
So coming out of halftime, the Texans had possession of the ball, as Brother Brennan was saying.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they do like the interviews with the coaches and they play it over the play as it's happening. It's a pre-recorded interview. And so as he's explaining, he's just because they just asked him, like, oh, what do you got to do in the second half to come back and win? He's just like, defense has got to go out there and get a stop, man. We're just going to get back on track and get the momentum on our side. And as he's saying this, Carlton Davis got an interception. And
that was that's when the momentum
switch. Yeah, yep.
He's the one that had two picks, right?
I'm not sure, actually. But
yeah, I couldn't tell you. Didn't watch the whole game. But
that'd be 19 unanswered points, bro.
You missed a good one.
Tired, it was a long day.
That was not
a good day. I know. I didn't want to fall asleep, bro. But we had to drive to fucking in the morning.
That was a good one. CJ Stroud first half looked like he was on fire. Second half, he looked like he had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah, what was it, 23-7 or something? That half.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and they had and then comes out. Who had the ball? I don't know who had the ball first, them or the Lions, but it was like the first 3 minutes where there was three possessions already in the second half. It was crazy because Goff threw a pick, Stroud threw a pick, and then maybe another pick got thrown. Like, that's how many picks were going back and forth. It was wild. But the one, C.J. Stroud had a guy just wide open, like running to the corner of the end zone, and the announcers are saying that in the stadium, the fans are yelling, throw it, like, consensually. And he just, like, lofts it up there because he thinks – dude's like 20 yards wide open, and then the other safety just never gave up on the play or corner, whoever it was from the other side of the field, and just cut across, picked that thing off. I was like, yes, boy.
Yeah,
that's the hate I want right there. This is what fuels my Stroud hate. He's not that good. Look at his act.
Yeah.
6-4
In
the worst division in football.
Come on, dude. Dude. It's not good. No, it's not good. I can't really back it up. It's not good. The fact that the Texans are sitting at 6-4 with only two game, maybe even like a game and a half lead in the AFC South, and Nico Collins, I think he's the difference maker for him, bro.
Yes, for sure.
His metrics are crazy. If you look at like these fantasy charts of wide receiver metrics, there's like an axis that goes like this, and usually like the best players are up here. It's like yards per route run, and then like targets and points and stuff like that. And there'll be like Tyreek Hill up here, and like someone just disgusting up here, like those kind of guys. And then everyone else is like, it goes like a line like this. Tyreek Hill was up there last year, and so was Nico Collins, maybe even a little higher. So they were like, something's up with this guy. He's bound to regress, and in this, he's leading the league in yards per game for wide receivers.
Still,
yeah.
Still, he'd been out for what,
per week. Yeah.
Yeah, tough.
And it's by like 20 yards, even after Jamar Chase just went for like 700.
Right.
Yeah. Insane.
Absolutely insane. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, good teams find ways to win. And Chiefs and Lions have been showing that week in, week out. Like I said last week, we're going to have fun talking about these other teams. But I think at the end of the day, until I'm proven otherwise, or something drastic happens, this is the Chiefs world we're just living in. It's going to be them and the Lions in the Super Bowl. Let's have fun while we can. Let's have fun while we can, boys. So, speaking of not so much fun if you're a Dolphins fan. Yes, Dolphins get a 23-15 win over the Rams last night, Monday Night Football. But, after like six concussions, you don't want to see Tua going for a tackle after throwing a pick. Tua, you throw a pick, get the fuck out the way.
Get on the sideline. Just don't even think about it.
At least don't do like a headfirst dive into a kiddie pool. That's what it looked like. This man looked at the ground, said no diving, and he said, say less.
Yep.
Give me that.
Yeah. Yo, this dude. Why? Why? And then you see him with the shiesty?
Yeah, that. No, he looked like Buzz Lightyear, though. It was bad. That was bad.
that's exactly what I said last night. To a Lightyear.
Yeah, no, that looked
bad. He had a different planet. He said, I do this shit for Madden. I die for this shit.
Literally.
Darren Sharper. Bang! He's trying to make the tackle, gets fucking kneed in the head like you're a Randy Orton, brother. All right. Well. StreamYard's trying to stop us, but we ain't throwing in the towel.
Never.
You know, they must have not liked you know, my comment about Tua and getting punted like Randy Orton in the head, but that ain't going to stop us.
That ain't going to stop us.
You, You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get from Tank Talk from home. I mean, that's well. What more could I say? Hopefully, you guys stick around and you didn't lose the convo. Hopefully, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
You're wondering,
hey, what the hell is going on there? What's that about?
We're talking about old noodle arm.
Brain.
We're remote. We got the high tech.
Oh.
And Mr. Noodle Arm.
All right. No more Tua slander because apparently that's what got us off of YouTube there. So welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Moving on. Dolphins dead probably. Rams are even more dead. So continue on.
Rams aren't dead.
Well, the Rams dead is crazy. They're not dead at all.
They're never dead.
They're 4-5.
They're still in the hunt.
He's not cooked. Yeah, they're in the hunt like the Bears were last year.
Just bring in pressure, and he can't. He folds, bro. He folds with pressure in his face.
I don't know about that.
Time and time again, is this the end of Matthew Stafford?
I mean, it's got to be coming soon. But yeah. Whenever he decides, it's not up to. It's only up to Matt Stafford. He can be as good as long as he wants to be.
Listen, man. A couple more years, then they get Arch, and they're gonna be great.
Arch, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm going to keep shooting that.
Manny?
Yeah. Arch to the Rams.
Trade up against your door.
Don't, because then you won't get Arch.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so I want to talk about this guy. There's 11 teams in the league with 3 wins or less. What trend is the league going into? There's so many teams that fucking stink. So you got the Jets, the Dolphins, the Cowboys, the Saints, the Browns, the Raiders, the Titans, the Jags, the Panthers, the Patriots, and the Giants.
That'll fucking stick.
Other than the Giants, Patriots, who are 2-8, the rest of the teams from 3 to 11 are all 3-7.
That's great.
So the league is literally in a mid fest right now.
Some of these teams are 2-7.
It's not good.
Wow.
It's not good. So, I mean, but now next topic of conversation. We've seen Dennis Allen just got fired recently. Who the fuck is next, bro? I mean, you got 11 teams with 3 wins or less.
Do we get fired?
Do we think all the rest of these teams are going to fire the coaches? They're going to open up 11 spots. And I don't know where teams go from here. Bro. Or Donnie, what do you think of this whole thing?
I'm looking. Let's see. So we're looking at teams 3 wins or less. We want to say, okay.
Yeah. Who we cut next?
Who we cut? Well, next I want the Jags coach fired. Just please fire him.
He's gone.
Get him out of here.
And I don't even necessarily want him fired because I'd love to see them keep failing season after season until they quit the whole London thing. So keep him. But that's who I think is next.
Okay.
But if you want to do an exercise, we can look at these 3 wins or less, and we'll see how many teams we think should fire their coaches.
All right, go ahead. Let's do it.
All right. We got Dolphins. I'm not doing it.
Not one more season. If next season's ass, yes.
Yeah, they should keep him after the extension, but they shouldn't keep him. Stats-wise, they shouldn't keep him, but maybe one more year.
Okay. We got Jets. They already did it. New England.
They gonna do it again?
Oh yeah, they're gonna do it again for sure. Is it actually firing if it's an interim coach though? Isn't it like expecting?
No, it counts. It counts because they have to hire a new coach.
All right. Well, they're getting a new coach. That's for sure.
So yes.
They're getting Mike McCarthy after his time is done. Yes.
That's not the bit, Brennan.
I'm just letting you know. Segment.
So we got 1 out of 2 so far. Patriots, I think no. I think they're getting it together.
No. Give them at least 2-3 years.
Yeah, he's inherited a soft team. So
yeah, the answer is no. Right. So the answer is no. No, new coach. No. Right. No, no, no.
Who knows?
Browns. That's a no for me.
That's a yes.
It's Deshaun Watson's fault and the owner's fault, not the coach's fault.
Jameis Winston, we just said they were a quarterback away. We put in Jameis Winston. They didn't get any better other than the one game.
Not at all.
So I'm gonna say yes. Hit the rock. Hit the curb.
Yeah, but they traded away a bunch of stuff too. They were quarterback away, but also got rid of Amari Cooper. Also got rid of the DN that was over in that's over in the Lions now. That's pretty good.
The Darius Smith.
Yeah, he's just over there with his chain on, coaching the whole team. His first.
Sorry about it. Sorry about it. You're losing the team. Get him out of here.
So Stefanski, you're getting the Browns coach. Who's voting?
Get him out.
I vote no. You vote yes. Brandon, is on you.
Yeah, get him out.
You're out. Okay, we got two out of here. Titans. I think no. Even though I mean I don't pay any attention to the Titans.
Yeah,
no. I'm gonna say no because they just hired him.
He just got here.
It's his first year.
Raiders, it's a yes for me.
Yeah, get him out.
Whoa, wait, what? Hold on, what?
I just snuck that in there. It's a yes from me, dog.
Yeah, get him out.
What happened? Hey, Donnie, tell us what happened with him.
Did they just keep losing, bro? It's five in a row now. Like,
like they're losing, but it's not even looking that good either.
It's not even like it looks like they're losing like competitively or like. I mean, I don't even know what they did last week. It's another team. I don't even pay attention to what they got. Like, they just got smoked by the Bengals. Like, if they go out and get smoked by the Dolphins next week, is it going to – like, he's got to go. Like, it might even be that if it happens. So, yeah, we got Jets. Browns was a vote yes. Raiders, yes. Jaguars.
Absolutely.
See ya.
The culture.
Nah, nah, nah,
what?
Nah.
It's bad.
Nah, nah, nah. Hey, goodbye.
Get in his they go to London a lot. He could get in his Ted Lasso bag and go coach a soccer team.
Why not?
Should.
Why not?
Cowboys.
Yeah.
I'm ready to fire him since he got signed by the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he gone.
He could have got fired by the Cowboys for what he did on the Packers, if you ask me.
Yeah, speaking of which, here's Micah Parsons following the loss. Against the Eagles.
You know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants, but guys, I kind of feel bad for these guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year or on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
Yeah, he gone.
They put in more work than Mike McCarthy ever did. It's crazy.
Dirty, bro.
Let me ask now.
He must hate him.
They didn't re-sign him, did they?
Not yet.
No shot.
But they're about to make him the highest paid defensive player of all time. Yeah.
Oh, Parsons? Yeah. He's going to get that money.
I mean, who are you going to pick? Mike McCarthy or fucking Micah Parsons?
Well, I'm not Jerry Jones. You never know what Jerry Jones is thinking.
That's right. They just traded for Jonathan Mingo. They gave up more than everyone else did.
Franchise saving.
For savior.
You know the
quick. And you could throw the whole Trey Lance thing out because they just signed Will Greer today. So
who is that? Is that a hockey player?
There you go. Might as well be at this point. But yeah, Mike McCarthy, he gone.
I was watching the Cowboys game and Trey Lance comes in, the crowd's cheering.
Yeah, Trey Lance time.
First play, handoff, second play, swing or screen pass for nothing or minus 4 yards. Third play, flip sack fumble. So we got five. Saints. I probably would. Well, I don't know.
If they win a couple more games, he might stay.
He might stay, but I don't know anything about him, but they need to. Fire the GM. Fire just everybody on the Saints. So I'm voting yes. That's on you, Bryn.
I kind of like him, though.
All right, so you can stay then. You're falling for the Antonio Pierce, but that's cool. Is he not just Antonio Pierce from last year?
I think he's like
this new guy.
The guy now?
Yeah.
I don't even know about him, to be honest with you.
Then why do you kind of like him?
I'm just saying I'm not saying I like him. I'm saying if they keep winning games, it might give him a reason to stay. Could be an Antonio Pierce thing, and he may stink next year.
Right.
So, all right.
Okay.
My answer is –
realistically, they kick him.
Yeah, I was about to say that. He gone.
Yeah.
Panthers. This is the first year for the Panthers coach, isn't it?
Yeah, he's staying.
They're finally cooking up, though. So.
And the owner's like under heat because he keeps firing people so fast.
Yeah.
And you know I'm not voting against this man, never. The Giants.
He's staying, bro.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
He gone.
Yes.
They're yeah, Dayball, they get Dayball's out of there, bro.
Wait, what?
Dayball's out of there.
Why did you just say he's staying?
He gone.
Nah. All right, so the count was seven.
Now, that's not I don't like that pick either, but he definitely gone.
And that's only teams with three wins. We can count more coaches because we know the
Go
Bears
ahead. Are gone too. Go ahead. Yeah.
Bears are gone.
Bears. Nobody else over there on the NFC side and then on the Bengals. Even if they make the playoffs or not?
If they miss the playoffs, he definitely gone 100%.
I agree.
And I think they will stay miss the playoffs. I think they'll miss because the AFC teams in front of them are pretty good. Colts.
I'm 50-50, bro. If they
crash and burn and keep losing like five more.
If they crash and burn and keep losing, he is gone.
I think they're gonna crash and burn.
It's on you, bro.
Well, it's a yes for me. I'd get rid of him.
Yeah, give me my favorite. All
right, give him Boo.
Bang. 10 of them.
So that's almost a quarter. That's almost a quarter of the league right there.
That's more than a quarter. That's like almost a third of the league.
New head coach. I mean, congratulations, Bill Belichick and Mike Vrabel coming back to the league.
Welcome back, baby.
Ryan so Flores, maybe.
Maybe. So with that being said,
Eric Bieniemy. Please.
We got one already. Please. Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson, you can guarantee right now.
Oh yeah, Ben Johnson's somewhere already.
What if the Lions come up short of the Super Bowl?
Still getting a job.
Even though he doesn't want to leave without finishing the job?
He's going to get one regardless. He stayed for one extra year.
Why not two?
Dan Quinn did it. He left without getting the job done. Look at him now.
My man Chewy crying.
They're frying over there.
Frying all the under 500 teams.
Hey, you're getting the wins you're supposed to.
My left hand ain't going up.
I will say, me and Brennan were talking about this when you sent that on the way home yesterday. At least they're beating the teams that they're supposed to beat. And two, we did not even expect them to win more than five games this season.
Exactly.
Yeah, we did think they were going to be ass.
So, for them to be fighting for the division with a rookie quarterback going into week 11,
We're going to learn a lot about them in 2 days.
Oh, we are. I mean, even if they crash and burn, fuck it. They're on the right track.
I don't think they'll crash and burn, but we're going to see if they're for real.
They're too good. But long story short, there's going to be a lot of head coaching openings next year, and I can't wait to see where the fuck this goes. But just talk about one specific coach, Bill Belichick. Which team – because we know he's going to get hired next season. Which team do you think he fits with the best? Because even Michael Lombardi was saying on his podcast, he gave a little tidbit that he wants to be able to go in there and do his thing and establish his culture. Which team do you see him allowing to do that? And he mentioned Michael Lombardi said, and he's close with Bill Belichick, he said the one place he could see it is Jacksonville.
Good.
But in your opinion, which team is it? And you got to keep in mind, he's only 13 games away from being the most winningest head coach of all time.
That's why he kind of needs like a better roster, though. I don't think
I got the spot. For him.
Go ahead.
Yeah, who you got?
Cincinnati.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yo, I can see the t-shirts right now.
Yeah, they let Marv Lewis coach there for like 20 years without winning. You think they wouldn't hire Bill Belichick?
I'm a Cincinnati.
Yes.
That's crazy. I feel like unfinished business in Cleveland.
I was going to say Cleveland just because they're a shit show, but I don't think their owner is going to let him just do whatever he wants.
Why not?
Because their owner doesn't even let the current coach do whatever he wants. He's like,
you're right.
Kevin Stefanski, Bill Belichick.
Lose.
But you do have a point, though. It's like, which owner do you think is going to give up that power struggle, bro?
We can all agree it's not Jerry Jones.
I'm not saying it's the Jaguars.
No, I
mean, it would be crazy to see him be the Cowboys head coach, but Jerry Jones is not giving that up. John Mora of the Giants, as much as I would like to see Bill Belichick back with the Giants, probably not going to happen because John Mora wants to control that bitch. You could even say Jacksonville if Shaq Khan really wants it all. They're building this new stadium. They're trying to sell tickets. They do have a decent roster. It's really not that bad. It's just they can't – they don't got the right scheme and the right coaches to have to keep it together here. I don't know. Maybe it is the Jags. I want to see him go to the Jets, even though it's never going to happen. The Bears, why not? Caleb Williams, he could probably come in there. But Ryan Poles, is he really ready to give that up? And it's crazy that they're really not – it's really kind of crazy that – Ryan Poles really bought over the media so much that he traded away. He gave a second round pick for Chase Claypool. That goes untalked about. He won the media over with the Panthers trade, and really he can't do no wrong after that. He really can't.
No, he got a million good players for that thing.
He built a Madden roster, bought the whole media over, and that ain't going well either.
Did you see they asked him this week, right in front of the head coach, if he was going to fire him or not?
No, I didn't see that. What did he say? No.
He didn't say yes, obviously. But
so long story short, there's going to be a lot of head coaching positions open, and we'll see where the fuck we go from here. But to put the week 10 to bed here. What else did we miss? Is there anything else we missed?
Game of the year.
What's that?
Bengals Ravens.
Yeah, Thursday night, banger.
That game was so good.
Cooking.
That was game of the year. There was just touchdown after touchdown after touchdown, and they were like 60 yarders over and over and over and over again. Yeah. And then it's like game, we're going for the 2-point conversion. We're all in. Didn't get it. I like it, though.
When does the in-season Arnock start?
It's got to be within the next couple of weeks. They started putting posters out. That's going to be a banger.
Yeah. It's going
to
be insane.
That'll get Donnie's attention for sure. He's going to tune in.
Maybe. The Ravens and Bengals this year have been – the two games combined have been decided by 4 points, both in the Ravens' favor. Four total points. If those went the other way, we're looking at that whole division a whole different.
Now, who knows? What else happened? The Cardinals, I mean, just slaughtered the Jets 31-6.
Y'all on board or what?
I'm not gonna be on board, but I'm
six.
Shout out coach, coach Boom Shots Explosive. Shout out, coach.
Yeah, the Jets just beat the Texans last week, thought they could do the same thing. Nah,
hey,
there's no quarterback.
Cool,
give me Kyler Murray over CJ Stroud all day.
Cool stat, since Black Ops came out, Kyler Murray, guess what? 3-0.
Undefeated.
Got his game up.
It's insane. Never seen before.
Is this the best Call of Duty all time for that reason?
It might be.
They're saying it was the worst Call of Duty all time for that reason.
Okay, that might be why. Because Call of Duty was so bad, he said, you know what, I'm going to watch some film. I'm going to get back on
this. This game sucks. I'm going to just play football.
That could be it. But, I mean, how about the defense, though? I think that's the real talking point that no one's really talking about. They haven't let up a touchdown in 2 weeks.
Which is insane.
That's fire.
That's crazy.
That's a good combination, though, I guess. They got the defensive coach and already established offensive superstars over there.
Yeah. So, I mean, why not the Cardinals? They're still sitting in first place in the NFC West. But we'll see how long they can hold that for. We'll see. But all right, tucking week 10 to bed, which is absolutely fucking insane to say. And what was the one thing we learned?
What did we learn this week?
The Bears are ass.
So ass.
Did we learn that, or?
No.
I don't know if we learned that this week or if that's already been known. But I'll say one thing. Oh, I don't know. 19-3 to the Patriots. If you didn't learn it before, like, you got pounded that lesson into your mind this week. That's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
19-3? Caleb Williams getting and picked up by the Patriots players?
Yeah, I got one.
What'd you learn? What was on the lesson plan?
The NFL fucking sucks. We got 11 teams with 3 wins or less.
Yeah, it stinks.
It sucks for them. Not for the winning teams.
Yeah.
Nah, what I would say. What do you mean?
You see what I'm saying, though?
If that squad with the 4 wins or less teams next week ain't got nothing to do with all the winning squads.
Hey, you know what?
He's got Joe Flacco at quarterback in 2024.
I mean, you could include them, too, goddammit. You could include them, too.
No, I think the Steelers are dangerous.
Dangerous?
Yeah.
I think they could maybe beat anybody any week. And I think they could win, what is it? You got to win 3 in a row to make it to the Super Bowl? Why not? Especially in the cold?
Why not
the Steelers? I mean, they made moves at the trade deadline. They never do that. And they got some damn good players. Preston Smith, Mike Williams. Preston Smith came in and made an impact immediately.
Mike Williams, too.
Yeah. So
he caught that touchdown. Mike Thomas said, "You're a Steeler now." That's so much different than the bullshit he had to go through on the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Russell Wilson, all right. Doing this.
Anyways. Oh.
Put that shit on.
The Bucks are a real team.
It was. Who?
The Bucks are a real team.
Are a real team?
They're a real team. They're for real.
Fuck the Bucks.
Baker Mayfield has no help on that offense, and Tristan Wirfs dies. Still keeping it a 3-point game.
Good. You know
what? Well, that's because Nick Bosa didn't fully sack him because you know who he voted for. He asked him, he said, who you vote for? Who you vote for? All right, you ain't going down.
You heard that? He was mic'd up?
Yeah, he said that.
Ah, shit.
Bucks he lost 4 straight for the Bucks.
When is Mike Evans coming back?
Who?
I hope next week against the Giants.
Mike Evans.
They have the Giants and then the Panthers and then the Raiders. Please.
All right.
Please lose all of those.
Dumb. MVP tracker, go.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Oh. Caught me off guard.
Is it still Josh Allen?
Nah.
I'm voting Lamar Jackson this week.
That's who I was about to vote, I think.
And you can thank the Colts defense for that.
Let me see his stats. I just know he balled out.
Lamar's on the fence. I don't know what Saquon did.
22 for 37, 280, 2 ints. That's Josh.
Well, Lamar.
He don't deserve it. Lamar was
crazy. That's not that.
I'm voting Lamar.
25 for 33, 290, but had 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It might have to be Lamar.
MB3, baby.
Lamar Jackson on the board. So we got 3 guys with MVP with double MVP votes. Saquon Barkley, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen.
Great.
It's gonna come down to it.
Saquon's got his chance, though, because
he does.
Just throw Saquon on the Eagles and it patched all their band-aids of being ass last year.
Oh, yeah.
But, all right.
Literally.
Week 10 to bed.
To bed.
Let's head to week 11, shall we? So, hopefully y'all been tailing the picks because we've been doing all right. So, with that being said, let's spread the bread.
Yeet.
All right. So without further ado, we got, this game is for first place in the NFC East. The Commanders. Hold on.
Before yeah. Not so fast. Not so fast.
Catch us up to speed. Where are we sitting at in the ranking?
Yeah. So, as always, worst to first. All right. It was me. 74, 77, and one. Whoa.
Yeah. All of our first tie this season.
Yeah. Doesn't feel good.
It's gross.
What we're really here for, tie for first. He finally crawled back up. 80, 71, and 1.
We've been biting kneecaps to get back to this, baby. The time is back.
Both a damn. Hey. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm still close, though, but, like.
Hey, good luck. Coming up to you. Donnie, yeah.
Yeah.
We got fucking moth.
That's all I got to say. He's creeping up on me here.
In the end.
So we got to lock in this week.
Every week.
All right, let's do
Thursday night, Commanders going over to Philadelphia for first place in the NFC East. I know Logan might be shaking in his boots.
I don't think so.
The Eagles are 3.5-point favorites. Donnie, what do you think?
Yeah, give me that Philly special.
Damn.
Commanders ain't beat a team over 500 all year. You know who has? The Eagles.
Who's that?
Oh, shit.
Yep. It's in Philly, too?
In Philly.
Yeah, nah. Give me the Eagles. We're about to learn. The Commanders are pretenders. It rhymes.
Kind of. Commanders pretenders? It kind of works. I'm going to go with the Eagles, too. Fly, Eagles, fly. Nick Sirianni just keep proving these Philadelphia Eagles fans wrong because they want him out, but he keeps winning games, and they're going to keep doing that. First place for the division, yeah, I got the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Commanders.
But
I do think the Eagles will win.
Okay.
It's
gonna be a good one on Thursday.
Yeah.
It's gonna be solid. Brandon, are you keeping track as we go, or you want? I want to make things easier for you.
Cause I gotta go back and forth. I don't know how easy it is for you.
What does that even mean? I'll just type
it. Right. Yeah, I got it. All right, moving on. The Sunday, Packers taking on the Bears. Packers coming off a bye, 6-point favorites. What do we think?
Yeah, give me the Packers.
Yeah, I don't think we need to think about this one. Sorry. Go back.
Oh, you got it, Donnie, think?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Team effort.
Okay. So, the Bears ain't worth the damn. They just fired Shane Waldron today. Play calling. Packers off a bye. Everyone's all rest up. I got the Packers with the six.
6 points. Yeah. Off a bye, too. And they just lost by 16 to the Atriots.
Yeah.
Not looking good.
No.
Browns. Heading down to the bayou.
Brown town. Just went brown town.
To take on the newly led. Re-energized New Orleans Saints, where the Saints are 1-point favorites.
It's homecoming. It's a homecoming.
For J-Mo?
Yeah, but I'm going to take the Saints.
I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns. This one's going to be tight. I could even see the Browns winning some way, shape, or form. Damn, Chewy, what you crying for?
I'm going to take the Saints.
I got to let Chewy. Chewy's crying.
Brown Saints are disgusting.
You come in?
Yeah, this.
That's this a nasty. Like, why are we even playing this game? Why are we even playing these games?
It's called a draw. Help both of you out.
Yeah.
Right?
Or maybe, you know, when it comes to games like this, we should, like, test out, like, 7-on-7, 2-man touch, see how that would go or something like that.
Yeah, might as well with these games.
Like, might as well with these games. We're putting these guys in danger for what?
All right, so Tank lone wolf in this one.
Oh, I'm lone wolf. Ooh, next up, Vikings taking on the Titans, where the Vikings are 6-point favorites. I mean, they almost let off a snoozer against the Jaguars. Titans, pretty competitive team. I think I'm gonna go with the Titans cover spread. They're not winning. I got six the Titans points? Cover spread.
Six.
Six.
Yeah, give me the Vikings. Bounce back.
They come back.
The problem is the Titans defense is what keeps them in the games, but I don't know if they're off.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
The Vikings haven't really been able to put up points lately unless they're playing the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, let's take the Titans here. Let's take the Titans here.
Okay. Jaguars heading over to Motor City to take on the line. God.
How big is this one? 10.5?
13 points.
Oh, my God.
The Lions are favored.
Yeah, give me the Jags.
Jag it off?
That spread is insane.
13 is crazy.
It is, but after almost putting up a stinker against the Texans, I think the Lions are going to go come in and shit on them. I got the Lions.
Lion! Yeah. Donnie Lone Wolf in this one, huh?
Yeah, I'm jacking off.
I can't even blame you. 13's crazy.
13 is nuts. But
that's... Raiders heading down to Miami to take on the Dolphins. Dolphins are 7.5-point favorites. I don't think they're that good enough to get over set. But I don't know. At the same time, though, the Raiders fucking stink.
The Raiders do suck. They're coming off a bye, though. And Dolphins are coming off a short week.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Raiders cover spread, but they're not winning.
I agree.
6.5 it is?
Raiders. 7.5.
7.5?
7.5. You got to remember, I know it's a different season, but last year the Raiders came in, they were like almost similar point dogs, and they came in and gave the Dolphins a game.
They beat them? I don't even remember that game.
I can't remember if they beat them, but
all this game close. Takes is Max Crosby.
So why do you remember that game, that even happened last year?
He loved ball.
I know. I listen.
Isn't that weird, Donnie?
No ball.
I listen to shit, Donnie. I listen to shit.
Yeah, give me the Raiders. We're all going Raiders there?
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
That is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, let's do it.
How about this one? The Rams heading over to New England to take on the Patriots. The Rams are 4.5-point favorites. As Chewy's crying in the background because he misses his mama.
Taking the Patriots.
We've been taking the Patriots a lot.
And it's been working.
It has been working. They've been killing it.
I do think the Rams will win, though.
You know, I'm gonna get proven until otherwise, bro. I'm gonna go with the Patriots.
You're going Pats plus 4.5.
To cover. Yeah. To cover. Yeah, they've been rolling.
I'm taking I'm going with the Rams. Bounce back.
Okay. I'll be honest with you, I don't feel great about it.
No, this one could go either way.
They've been playing good.
Speaking of a game that could go either way, how about this one? NFC or AFC North battle. We're gonna see this on Hard Knocks. The Ravens taking on the Steelers, where the Ravens are 3-point favorites, but Lamar Jackson doesn't have a winning record against the Steelers.
Really? I don't care. MV3.
Go Steelers.
MV3. Give me the.
I'm gonna go with the Ravens. I think Lamar gets over the hump this time because I feel like this season, I don't know if you guys noticed, there's been some trends where it's like this team hasn't done this in so many years. Like, for example, last weekend. Buffalo Bills haven't won in Lucas Oil Stadium since 1999. Doug Flutie beat Peyton Manning. The Bills have not been 8-2 in the past 30 years.
But not today.
And shit like that. And I think this is the season where a lot of that shit changes. I got Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Three? You said 3 or 3 now?
Three points. Cool. Next up.
All right.
Next up. Thank God this game got flexed out of primetime and it's at the 1 o'clock slate. We got the Colts taking on the Jets, where the Jets are 4-point favorites. This is all you got. I mean, this is all you got to see about this Colts team.
Give me the Colts.
Yeah, I think I would have taken the dog either way in this game. I'll be honest.
Yeah, just one of those games. Can't do it.
It's Aaron Rodgers. Who's playing quarterback? What's happening over there?
Fucking Joey Flacco.
Yeah. 4.5.
You think it's 4?
Give me the Jets.
I don't blame you. I really don't blame you one bit. Seahawks taking out for the Niners are 6.5-point favorites.
Seattle. How many points?
6.5. The Niners they've been washing them every single time the past couple seasons, brother.
They have. It's been rough.
I don't care who's coming off a bye. Christian McCaffrey's back. Debo is smacking his teammates in the mouth. George Kittle's doing his thing. Ricky Pearsall scored.
Huge.
He looked like he got shot out of cannon.
Yeah. Come on. I got the Niners. What are we talking about?
Yeah, let's say the Niners.
6.5. Nine gang all the way.
Six and a half.
Falcons taking on the Broncos, Super Bowl whatever from 1999 rematch, where the Broncos are 2-point favorites. This is going to be a tough one. Bronco? I got the Broncos. I got the Broncos, brother. Falcons ain't who we thought they are.
Okay, well, chill out on that. That's
for real.
Denver's favored too.
Nah, this is one of those games though. It's like, oh yeah, Falcons didn't do that good last week. Broncos almost beat the Chiefs. You know, too bad. Falcons are gonna win. That's my guess. So I'm going Falcons.
So we got Atlanta. You got Denver.
I got Denver.
I'm taking Denver.
All right. Brandon Lone Wolf and the Falcons.
It's not even anything against the Falcons. It's just
I know.
Altitude.
Then this one right here should be game of the week. Chiefs coming into town to take on the Buffalo Bills. We're going to have boots on the ground for this one, too. For Brother Brent's birthday. Happy early birthday. This is Brother Brent's birthday gift. Brandy. We got
birthday.
The Kansas City Chiefs heading into Buffalo, where the Bills are 2.5-point favorites.
Give me the Bills by, like, 10-plus.
Even with no Keon, or potentially Amari Cooper?
I don't care about them.
Chiefs ain't no Indianapolis Colts now.
We got Khalil Shakir.
Khalil
Shakir. Two and a half. In Buffalo? Versus the fakest 9-0 team of all time?
You know what?
Brother Brent, you're
on the fucking team to do it. It's the Bills. Go, Bills. Let's go.
Yo, because we got to get this one so they can win the Super
Bowl. Right here, right now.
We always get the regular season one.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is why you let the Chiefs win during the regular season and reverse the curse. I got the Chiefs covering the spread. It's going to be a close one.
Nah.
Taylor Swift has a show in Toronto. She's ready to go.
She's going to be shaking it all over there in Toronto because they're going about to get cooked.
I got the Chiefs.
So she's going to be telling Travis all day.
The Bengals heading over to L.A. to take on the Chargers. This might as well just be a playoff game, brother. I mean, this has got it playoff indications all over. The Chargers are 1.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers.
I got the Chargers, too. The Bengals against good teams. The only teams they beat, I think, it was the Raiders and the Patriots. And there's one other one. I can't think of.
The Chargers right now?
Or they didn't beat the Patriots. I mean,
we're all going to go against Joey B after he
just – I'm going to take Chargers right now?
Yep.
Ooh, but they played on Thursday, though. It's a long week. That's a lot of rest. That's the Marco special.
It might be too much.
They going to be sleeping?
Might be too much. Monday night, the battle for Texas. We got
I'm taking the Bengals.
Last call.
Yep. Cincy. Right.
Texans taking on the Dallas Cowboys, where the Texans are 7.5-point favorites. God damn. And I'm going with the Houston Texans because Dallas showed me they ain't worth a goddamn.
Yeah, and they're talking about Mike McCarthy go anywhere he want. He ain't even done nothing ever. Yeah, Texans bounce back.
Especially Nico Collins is coming back potentially.
Oh, he'll definitely be. He almost played this week, so I think he'll definitely be back.
Yeah.
Them podcast boys.
Oh, yeah, the friends.
Stroud Parsons.
CJ Stroud and Michael Parsons.
It's going to be a great game for them.
I hate that. You know,
definitely going Texans here. No way. Cowboys even close.
All right, good luck with what you picked, y'all.
It's like a bunch of 15 rows with me.
All right, last thing before we get out of here, don't really got to spend too much time on it. I just want to see what you guys think about this. Although we had a little hiccup in the show today, we still made it happen. So before we get out of here, we got Mike Tyson taking on Jake Paul. The fight that got rescheduled from July.
It's actually
happening this Saturday.
Actually?
Yeah.
Dang.
What's our thoughts going into this?
Mike Tyson.
Jake Paul's a heavy favorite.
Yeah, because he's not 65.
Tyson's going to knock him out early, though. That's what I'm hoping for.
Tyson's going to go for the knockout, brother.
But if it goes a distance, it's going to be
Jake Paul. Please put him to sleep.
Jake Paul, you're saying put him to sleep?
No, Mike Tyson put Jake Paul to sleep.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. He's 58 years old.
Which is why I'm thinking Mike Tyson's a different fucking beast. I don't know if you've been seeing his training videos and all that, but I will say it's a big difference from being 60 years old to being like 28, however old Jake Paul is. If Jake Paul is able to last through this fight, we know it's going to go to Jake Paul. But if Mike Tyson gets heavy hands, Mike Tyson gets him early, if he still shows that he got that dog in him still, so he's one of the greatest of all time, it's going to be over. He's going forward early.
Yeah, that's what I want.
And maybe he bites Jake Paul's ear off.
Yes. That would make it go. That's what Jake Paul should want.
Right before he knocks him out, though.
That would be the most viral thing ever.
Penis 1-2. Boom.
And I will say, in all of Jake Paul's boxing matches, he's only beat MMA fighters. He has not been able to beat an actual boxer yet.
Here we go. Can he beat a 60-year-old?
Who is one of the greatest heavyweights of all time.
All time.
Mike Tyson said he was a manufactured killer about Jake Paul and that he himself is a natural-born killer.
Boom.
And hell, he plans to hurt him.
It's on Netflix. So I think we'll all be able to watch.
Can't wait.
Netflix, Reddit streams, whatever you want to call it.
Streamies. Shout out, Streamies.
Yeah.
But all right, y'all. I mean, we had a little hiccup in the show, but we made it.
We're good.
Hiccups go away.
This is why we got to go out of Emerge, man. Shout out Emerge. Halfway keeping us decent there. So,
yeah.
Glad you guys were able to make it through here. Take some time up, even at your home, to hop on the call here. Appreciate everyone that's tuning in or has tuned in and out, or who will be tuning in the future because, I mean, the analytics show, people watch after. So shout out to you guys for getting us over 1,300 subscribers. Happened overnight. Remember earlier in the week, I texted you guys. I'm like, I think we can get to 1,000 by the end of the week. Yeah, it happened the very next morning.
You said, right, here we go.
Said, baby, welcome to the party.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey.
That's right. Hey. So good luck with your picks. Good luck with the teams. And thanks for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.